Every year, tens of thousands of children unlawfully cross the border without parents or guardians. They're fleeing violence and poverty. And more of these kids are coming to Washington this year. Some of them might qualify for federal protection, but Washington state courts don't have the full mechanism to help them. That's about to change. KUAW's Ruby DeLuna profiles one young man who would benefit.
Manuel says he was forced to leave Guatemala, his home country. We're not using Manuel's real name to protect his safety and his family's. He says it wasn't his idea to cross the border.
I was forced. In fact, my parents got me out of the country.
That was 2 years ago. He was 17. He remembers the journey. First, he and his father traveled by bus to the Mexican border. His father left him there with a friend to cross the border.
When I crossed the border, they put me into the back of a car, into the trunk of a car.
With another person. Manuel says there was a hole in the trunk so they could breathe. They were given water, too.
Yes, it was quite hot. They would let us out about every 30 minutes so that we could walk about and breathe the air for a bit, about 5 minutes, and then they'd put us back in again.
Manuel says it went on like this for the entire drive. After 2 hours, they arrived.
When we got out, we were kind of fainting, and we were very tired because we'd been lying down.
Manuel is considered an unaccompanied minor, a child who's crossed into the U.S. without a parent or guardian. Over the past few years, tens of thousands of unaccompanied children have come across. That number peaked in 2014 when Border Patrol apprehended more than 68,000 kids, mainly at the southwest border. But this year, it's picking up again.
Within the past few years, there has been a huge surge in the youth fleeing Central America, so Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Megan Casey is an attorney with Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. What's driving the current surge?
Largely gang violence, but in our experience, these kids are not just fleeing gang violence. They have often experienced situations of abuse in the home or are living in conditions of extreme poverty.
In Manuel's case, his parents wanted him to get out of Guatemala as quickly as possible.
The
gangs were threatening me. They wanted me to join them.
I asked him how they were threatening him.
Things like...
He struggled to answer.
That question, no.
When Manuel crossed the border into the U.S., he was worried about the dangers lurking in the desert, snakes and drug traffickers.
My family was concerned about me, that the setas would pick me up or do something to me.
The setas is one of the largest drug cartels in Mexico. Besides drug trafficking, they prey on people crossing. They kidnap them and hold them for ransom or force them to smuggle drugs. For his safety, Manuel turned himself in to Border Patrol officers. That's how he ended up in Washington state. Last year, there were more than 1,400 unaccompanied minors in Washington who were in a similar situation. Vulnerable youth under 21, like Manuel, can apply for special federal protection.
I would emphasize that certainly not every undocumented immigrant child between those ages would be eligible for this benefit because there are still specific findings that need to be found by a state court.
A state court needs to make an assessment whether the child has been neglected, abandoned, or abused. This part usually takes place in juvenile court. If the court determines it's not in the child's best interest to return home, the child can take the next step and petition the feds for special protection until they turn 21. But here's the problem. Juvenile courts here have jurisdiction until age 18.
There's been a misalignment between state and federal law.
But that's about to change. A new state law takes effect later this month that allows juvenile court to have jurisdiction over these types of cases. Manuel is now 19 and eligible to start the petition process in juvenile court. Having the special protection would grant him legal status and provides a pathway to a green card.
So we're going to review vowels and consonants. And then
these days, Manuel spends his time playing soccer and taking English classes.
E. Manuel. Yes.
After first turning himself in to Border Patrol, Manuel went into state custody. When he turned 18, he was transferred to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. Northwest Immigrant Rights Project heard about his case and was able to get him out and help him start the process for federal protection.
I feel very grateful. I feel grateful to God that these people have been able to help me.
The last 2 years have forced him to grow up fast without his parents.
The thing is that I'd never been on my own, by myself, without advice, because I'd always been given advice by my family, and they were always there for me, the same as I was always there for them.
He says he knows they do support him from afar, but it's not the same as having that support in person. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.